You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome to this edition of the Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill. This time we're looking ahead to the action that's coming up on Thursday, the 20th of December, as we get closer to Christmas. We have more cracking racing action coming up. We're racing over jumps and we're also racing on the all-weather as well. So something for everyone to get involved with on Racing Radio. Join us throughout the afternoon for all the day's action. But here on the podcast, my name's John Gibby and commentator Gareth Topham is with me. Hello, Gareth.
Hello, John.
Are you looking forward to Christmas, first of all?
Yeah. All the presents are bought. All the presents are wrapped now and under the tree. And,
how organised are you?
Very, for me, actually. We're not usually this far forward. But no, I'm feeling particularly festive and looking forward to the good racing, of course, that's over the Christmas period as well. It's always a fine week for National Hunt fans. So, yeah, we've got an exciting week and a half or so to look forward to.
He's feeling festive, he's wearing a Santa hat, he's decorated in tinsel, sat across the table from me, and ready to talk about, well, first of all, racing on Thursday, and we're going to take a look at a couple of races from Hexham, where you've got your two selections, Gareth.
Yeah, I think this is an extra meeting that's been put on at Hexham, and it kicks off with a novice's handicap chase, for which the big valuable prize winner, Calavini, from last time, bids to follow up. Of course, he scored at Carlisle just back at the beginning of the month in the Northern Lights Middle Distance Chase Series final and picked up nearly £22,000 in prize money for doing that. And it was a performance really all about stamina. He looked to be struggling quite badly turning for home, but of course, as we know, at Carlisle there's a big uphill finish, similarly to at Hexham. And he really relished that final two furlongs and he stayed on really strongly to get the better of Instinctive, who was back in second, and Present Flight back in third. But he just went through the line really, really strongly. He handles heavy ground. He's a good, honest campaigner. And he's only been risen, as I say, a couple of pounds for that win. So I think he's capable of going in again in a race which doesn't look, to me anyway, quite as strong. I thought in opposition, Glittering Love was mildly appealing. For all that, he possibly just has a little bit to prove. He's a multiple winner between the flags, but the bulk of his wins have come on a better surface than what he's likely to encounter at Hexham on Thursday. And his defeat at Sedgefield last time did come when the ground was heavy. So if he can handle conditions, I think he's one of the most interesting in opposition to Calavini. But I just think Calavini looks the most solid way to go in that opening race.
Calavini, the pick then for Gareth in the 12:30 at Hexham, kicks off their card on Thursday. And your other selection, does that run in the very next race?
Yeah, it runs in the 1 o'clock. I'm a fan of Katie Scott as a trainer, and she saddles Stony Rover, a horse I quite like, actually. I called him up at Ayr two outings ago, and he got beat by a very short price favourite and a useful horse in Shoe Time that day. He ran him to three lengths. Okay, he was probably a little bit flatter to get that close to Shoe Time, who certainly wasn't fully extended. Shoe Time was, of course, nearly a winner at the Aintree Grand National meeting back in April. He was clear in the big conditional jockeys and amateur riders hurdle, the final race on Grand National day, when crashing out at the last flight. So he was bringing that sort of form into that air race, and as I say, Stony Rover possibly a little bit flatter to get as close as three lengths to him, but did, and that was a good run, and he proved that was no fluke when winning back here at Hexham last time out, and in doing so on that occasion got the better of a short price favourite in Hill 16 of Sue Smith's. And again, he's just a horse for me that keeps out running his rather large odds, and the fact that Highland Hunter is probably going to be very prominent in the betting market here. 3 from 4 so far for Lucinda Russell. Weakfield has also shown promise, winner of a point to point, now in the care of Brian Ellison. I think there's one or two horses in this race that might just go off a little bit shorter than Stony Rover in the betting market. But ultimately, Stony Rover, as I say, he keeps on performing well. He's racing off a mark of 117, which might not be beyond him yet. And he's the only course and distance winner in the field. So there might be a little bit of value in Stony Rover.
Stony Rover for Gareth then in the 1 o'clock at Hexham on Thursday. We'll turn our attention now to take a look at the weekend's racing. Well, yesterday on the podcast, we were talking to Andy Holding when we were talking about the big handicap hurdle they have, the Grade 3 at Ascot, that seems to change its name every single year. And we had a look at that. So today, we'll look at the Grade 1 on the card. And that is, of course, the long walk hurdle, being run now as the JLT hurdle under its sponsored name. And Gareth, looking forward to this because, even though a lot of people do moan that we haven't got stars in the staying hurdling division at the moment, we've got what you might describe as a few old favourites in the division over the last few years here.
Yeah, definitely. I think there's been a sort of ongoing changing of the guard in this sphere for a while now, hasn't there? And as you say, John, there's no out-and-out star at the moment in this division. Call Me Lord looks particularly exciting for an attempt at it, racing off a mark of 160 on Saturday, but his strike rate is, you know, fantastic. You can see why he's up there holding such a lofty rating. And his performance at the end of last season at Sandown, where he thrashed Little Rockefeller by no less than 16 lengths, was very strong going through the line over a trip slightly shorter than what he's going to be racing over on Saturday. But it looked to be a performance of the highest draw. And he's also as effective early on in the season as well. He'd scored at Sandown back in January. His record fresh is not too bad either. And he's still relatively lightly raced as well. Let's face it, he's only had 9 goes. He's only a 5-year-old. His best days could still be ahead of him. So I'm really looking forward to seeing Call Me Lord.
Happy with the step up and trip for him?
Yeah, I think Nicky Henderson, he knows the time of day. I don't think he'd be experimenting with this if he didn't think that it was going to suit him. And as I said, he went through the line so strongly at Sandown at the end of last term. The ground was probably a little bit quicker that day than what it's likely to be on Saturday. I think there's a little bit of rain forecast over the weekend. But he's particularly exciting. He's taking on, you know what I mean, Harry, who's probably one of the top stayers that we have at the moment. And of course, he was back to winning ways at Newbury in their long walk at the Hennessy meeting last time out. A race which possibly just fell apart a little bit. Mamella, who is a likely runner for Saturday, was coming into the race quite well when tumbling, bringing down Sam Spinner. But that horse possibly doesn't look the force that he was this time back last year. So maybe Sam Spinner has a bit to prove. You know what I mean? Harry himself is now 10. But as I say, he comes into this race in winning form, and you can't take anything away from him as a past course and distance winner as well. So he's a player. And another from the old guard is Agrippar, who, of course, has been doing the rounds for a couple of seasons now. And still only a 7-year-old, Lizzie Kelly gets on really well with him. And he's the sort of horse that does pop up running big races at good prices from time to time. So I can certainly see him being a player as well. And Mamella's been given just over 3 weeks since that tumble to recover. And who knows what would have happened at Newbury had Mamella not come to grief. Paisley Park was impressive in winning at Haydock. Again, that looked very unlikely until the final sort of 25 yards, but came with a whirlwind finish. And Emma Lavelle certainly not having the worst winter ever. I can see that Paisley Park definitely running a good race here. And then you're creeping onto your likes of your Sam Spinners and, you know, if the cat fits, will that one even run? Horses like that. So very interesting renewal, very wide open, I think, looking renewal. But for me, Call Me Lord is the most exciting prospect for the staying division in this. And I'm going to take him to make a winning return.
Be interesting to see if Call Me Lord can win that long walk hurdle, the Grade 1 at Ascot on Saturday. We look forward to that. Of course, it'll be live on Racing Radio in addition to the rest of the week's action. So join us for all of that. And over the festive period as well, of course, we're going to be back on Boxing Day and beyond to bring you all the graded action, both sides of the Irish Sea, for a few busy days of action. So make sure you join us for that. And for another edition of the Daily Racing Podcast tomorrow, for Gareth, thanks for being with us today.
Thank you. Have a good Christmas.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.